Hello. The seatbelt check is around the corner.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite a lot. Your people are always surprised.
Welcome aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be some turbulence up ahead. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We are your hosts. My name is Ryan, and I'm actually... Well, not by myself today, but I'm not with Dak, I'm not with Randy, but I do have a very special guest, and we'll get to her in just one second. But I did want to wish everybody a Happy New Year's. Hopefully everybody had a wonderful holiday season, spent it with family and friends. Maybe some of you get to go to Disney this year, or I should say last year at this point, because we are now in 2025. Anyway, wishing everybody a adventurous, wonderful New Year. And with that said, I do want to introduce somebody who has been by my side for the past 24 years, my beautiful and wonderful wife, Holly.
It's fun to be here.
She's a little nervous. This is her first time podcasting. Not that we're experts, because I am by no stretch of the imagination good at this. But, you know, we were having just a discussion this morning about Disney, and you know, Holly just was, she just had all these great ideas. And I'm like, you know, we should just put this on, let's just put this out there. I think you just were talking about some good things. And, you know, we were kind of reminiscing about our very first trip as a family to Disney World.
Yeah.
I was a little fuzzy on the dates, but so the listeners know this, my memory is horrible, but my wife has a memory that is really good. So I thought our first trip to Disney World was like in the 2000, maybe late 2013, but I have been corrected.
Yeah, it was 2012, and it was January of 2012 because I was 7 months pregnant with our youngest daughter. So I know for sure when it was, because I remember going to Disney World at 7 months pregnant, wondering if this is a good idea, and obviously it was amazing.
Yeah. And I remember you being pregnant, and I, for whatever reason, I couldn't put two and two together that, yeah, you were pregnant with Riley, our caboose. Mm-hmm. And of course it would have been 2012 because she was born later that year. And, so anyway, yeah, we were reminiscing about this trip, how it started and where we stayed. And I thought it'd be just fun to let's share that. A lot of people don't know where our Disney fandom started.
Right.
And I think it's kind of fun to kind of share these stories. And so people can kind of understand, and maybe they have some similar experiences where, you know, their Disney fandom, their love of Disney started at a certain point in time. It started with a certain trip. And this trip for us in January of 2012 definitely kickstarted this monster that exists in our house right now, which is we love all things Disney.
And if it was going to be a monster, I think it's like a Monsters, Inc. monster. It is such a good and happy monster. And it's such a, I think, one of those things that brings our family together, but our extended family, our friends as well. I think it's, I don't know, it's definitely for our family and for the way that we group things together, one of the happiest places that we ever go as a family. So good monster.
It's a good monster. And we were there. So January 2012. Mm-hmm. And I remember, and this is where you corrected me this morning, because we had a reservation at Cinderella's Royal Table.
Correct.
And we show up and President Obama is giving a speech on tourism.
Yes.
Just, in Florida.
And we didn't know. Obviously, they don't tell you ahead of time, hey, the president of the United States is coming to Disney World. So we just made our reservation for that day, not knowing that we would not be able to use the park. Like, they had so much of the park blocked off that day.
Well, because we walked under the tunnel after passing through the gate, and you could barely even see the top of the castle. They had... Mm-hmm. these big dividers up, so you could not even see President Obama and who he was speaking to.
No, so, and you couldn't go down Main Street.
We went down Main Street
back way, which nobody goes in and out of.
And yeah, that was the first time we ever got to see kind of the back alleyway. Mm-hmm. Which now, I mean, if you go to any, you know, Christmas or Halloween party, they will usher you through these back ways around the Main Street.
That's true, but it's not something that you do on a normal basis when you're certainly entering the park or typically exiting the park. So it was kind of bizarre for us, especially it being our first week at Disney World. We felt like, what are the odds that it just so happens to be the week the President of the United States comes and speaks about tourism.
And we were obviously running late that morning, so we were already worried about missing our, you know, and again, being the kind of at that time, being the Disney novices that we were afraid that we're going to like, oh my gosh, are they going to cancel our reservation because we're 5 or 10 minutes late? We were so worried about that.
Yeah, we didn't know anything about it. We didn't realize that, you know, how accommodating they are and you know, were and are for those reservations. Particularly, I think we have had such great experience in the castle. They've even accommodated in later dates, you know, where we just sort of added people to their part or to our party. And they were like, sure, how many do you want to add? So, yeah, we didn't realize that day. We were very stressed and have it all, you know, all blocked off. It was a little nerve wracking. So
share,
fun trip.
So share. So remind me some of the things that you really enjoyed about that trip.
Well, so, you know, when we were talking earlier, we just talked about how, you know, our vacations previous to that, certainly the way Ryan grew up and the way that I grew up, we really just visited family. So I visited family when I was growing up, and then we would vacation on the East Coast because my dad's side of the family lives near the East Coast. And then Ryan would go to Mississippi because his family was in Mississippi. And so we're not real big vacationers as far as like, let's go have a fun, exciting trip somewhere. I had been...
Mississippi was fun.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I did love...
But you don't think of Mississippi as a vacation destination.
When you're thinking of a magical vacation, it's not Mississippi. And I, you know, we loved our trips going to the East Coast. We would go, you know, all over to the historical sites like Washington, D.C., Boston, Niagara Falls, and all of the Philadelphia, all those things. But we did not go. I only went to Disneyland once when I was 12. And I do remember
Disneyland, not Disney World.
Yeah,
right.
Disneyland, not Disney World. So we were not particularly looking to go on a Disney World trip. And people around us had gone, but my family came up with this idea. And then my younger sister called and said, we have purchased this package where we get, you know, the hotel stay along with tickets, along with flights for the whole family to go. And then my extended family started building off on that. So my whole family, sisters, brothers and sisters, I guess not my brothers, just my sisters, and my parents, and their families decided to go. So we kind of felt talked into it, not necessarily like something we would have chosen to do on our own. And I enjoyed Disneyland as a kid. Ryan enjoyed Disney World as a kid, but not necessarily like an essential trip for us. But that week we went and that was it. Me and Ryan were hooked forever. So it was just absolutely magical.
Yeah, I don't remember why. Yeah, so I don't remember, you know, prior to that trip, ever really thinking Disney World as a place. Like, obviously, we have three girls. At the time, we had
two
girls and one on the way.
And one on the way, yeah.
And, but yeah, like the whole Disney princess, genre, the whole, you know, getting to meet Mickey and Minnie, like... I don't know why that never really hit our radar.
No, it just wasn't. I think for me, there was a lot of other places that I wanted to go. Probably, you know, that had a little bit more history or had, you know, a little bit more, in my opinion, more vacation appeal for an adult. And I love amusement parks. And I didn't necessarily see Disney as like big, exciting rides. I love the scarier, the better amusement park rides. And I knew Disney really didn't have that. So it just wasn't that appealing, at least to me, before we went. But like I said, we got talked into it and it was like, well, you know, I mean, sure, let's go. Like our kids are at an age where they did like princesses and were interested in it.
Well, because, I mean, they did watch the Disney Channel and they obviously they knew who Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse were. And at the time, the princesses that had, you know, with all the animated movies that had come out, they knew who Belle and Snow White and Cinderella.
Yeah, absolutely. And our oldest, well, she was sort of outside of the genre of, you know, believing that those princesses are still real. Like she, Cinderella was her favorite and still is her favorite. She's 20 now, but like they did.
You just dated us a little bit. So I may cut that out.
Well, it is what it is. I can't make us younger just because we want to be. But anyway, they did know who the princesses were. They did know who Disney was. We were very, I mean, you know, they were watching Disney shows, but we just weren't necessarily parks people. So.
Yeah. And the bummer part about this whole thing is that, you know, it wasn't that trip, but there was a trip probably in 2014 where I lost an iPhone, and that phone had all the pictures from like three or four trips between 2012 and 2014.
500 photos. That's how many was on that, that camera. And somebody stole the camera.
Yeah. And I
it was devastating.
This was really before I understood how to use the cloud.
I wonder if he was pre the cloud. Like, I don't even know. I don't remember.
And nowadays, like when you take a photo, it just automatically updates to the cloud. You can pick it up for whatever device you have. You can download those photos. But yeah, back then it wasn't as simple as this, as it is today. So yeah, we do lament that day walking out of Hollywood Studios where I clearly remember my phone dropping, turning around, and it was gone. And this was probably like an iPhone. I don't know.
I don't think it was an iPhone. I mean, I think it was maybe like a, you know, one up from a BlackBerry. It was
an iPhone. I remember it being an iPhone. But it was like an iPhone 5 or 4 or something. It wasn't like a, you know, but I mean, back then it was modern technology.
And we were happy to lose the phone.
We just wanted the pictures.
If they would just give us
the pictures. We just wanted the pictures.
Yeah, we would have easily said, it's no big deal about the phone. We'll replace the phone. It was those 500 photos that was just devastating to us.
Still is devastating.
Yeah, because our girls were little and we can't get those years back.
And since we don't have the photos to reminisce, so we were there for 5 days.
Yeah.
Five days.
Yeah, we were in Florida for like 7 or 8, but we went 5 days to the parks.
Yeah,
and so we did Magic Kingdom twice, and then did all the other parks.
So Magic Kingdom twice, did all the other parks. And this was before New Fantasyland. This was before Toy Story Land.
Yes.
This was before Pandora, Animal Kingdom. Like, a lot has changed since...
Enormous amount since
2012.
Changed.
Like, just massive number of changes at Disney World since then.
Yeah.
And but it's funny to look back and think, even without all the changes that we know of now, how magical it still was.
Yeah.
You know, to go to Epcot, to go to Animal Kingdom, and, you know, not have Pandora, not have Flight of Passage, not have...
Not have Star Wars in Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. No Galaxy's Edge at all. Oh, my gosh. Like, no Galaxy's Edge, no Toy Story Land. So, yeah, Tower of Terror, obviously.
That was a...
They didn't have the Frozen sing-along?
No, they didn't. They did have Lights, Camera, Action. And so we saw Lights, Camera, Action, and we were only kind of interested in it.
Fairly overrated, maybe.
Yeah, we thought it was overrated.
It was kind of a long show, and we baked in the heat.
Yeah, and I had a very good friend, actually, who worked on that show. So I thought, like, the behind this, I wish they would have shown you more, actually, what went into the making of that show and how they allowed that guy to be on fire and stuff like that. But the way that it was presented, I just don't think it was really appealing to... a lot of audience members, and that's why they got rid of it, probably.
Yeah.
So, but that there was a whole section of Hollywood Studios that was Lights, Camera, Action that became something else. But we felt like that was a half day park back then.
Yeah, I think it was. and I'm trying to think too. Obviously, they still had the Indiana Jones stunt show that's been there forever. And I believe this. I believe Mickey's Sorcerer's Hat.
Yeah, was still there.
Was still there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Grey Movie Ride was still there. Mm-hmm. That was, and I've talked about that a lot on the show. I lament the day they took it away because I do like Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, but I don't think it's better than the Grey Movie Ride.
I agree.
That's just me.
I like the Mickey and Minnie's Runaway. I probably like it better in Disneyland than I do in Disney World, just because I feel like when they did the Disney World update, they didn't really do a very good job with the queue.
Yeah,
they sort of left it all kind of. I don't know, put new images to see, new, you know, stuff to look at, but they didn't change out the carpet. They didn't really, it just felt old. And I don't know, I just was not amazed by the ride, but I loved the Great Movie Ride. Plus, it was like a 22 minute long ride. So it was ideal to be in, you're sitting down, enjoying the cool air. And it was just, I don't know, it was so fun, so cute. So sad.
So what else of that trip do you remember?
So I remember, obviously, I was 7 months pregnant. And so I remember really just a lot of time, which was amazing to me, a lot of time being able to ride almost everything I wanted to. and still being very pregnant. And the parks were big. Obviously, there was a lot of walking. We at the time had a 2.5-year-old who, you know, either spent her time in the stroller or spent her time in my arms as I'm pregnant. But I just remember...
I did hold her some.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you did. I mean, but also, okay. You know, I'm the mom, so... Yeah. But I just remember a lot of, amazing. I think we were just amazed. I think all of it was so fun that all of the family, you know, from our 2-year-old to pregnant me, to you, to Ashley, who at the time was 7, was so in love with everything. Like every bit of it was so fun. So, and obviously being there with my family where we could. See it all. And for me, because I'd been to Disneyland, it was fun for me to, you know, compare Pirates of the Caribbean in Disney World with Disneyland, stuff like that. Like, I remember a lot of that. I remember being really cold in Animal Kingdom, too.
Well, it was January. So it was a little chilly. And we've been there before in January where we've left the park because it's been so cold. It's kind of hit or miss, obviously. Oops, just bumped my mic there. Obviously, if you go to the parks in the winter months, you can get 40-degree days. You can get 80-degree days. It all depends. So.
And I will say, since we do live in the South, we don't probably come prepared with coats and hats and gloves.
We don't own winter coats.
Yeah, we really don't. And so,
do they even sell them here?
They do. But it's, you have to go to like ski and see places that where, you know, you're gonna actually use it for. Cold
sun
areas.
And ski. I've never been in one, so
yeah. Well, they do sell them, okay. But not people like us don't buy them unless we're going somewhere to ski,
which you don't like the cold, so
yeah. But I do like to ski. Okay. I do have ski gear. But I think the things that, like I said, were so magical to me, because I don't even think they had, you know, like the Little Mermaid ride or anything like that yet, because all of that was not even there. But it was just, I think, more or less watching us, obviously all of us being able to be together as a family. But now I'm going to get all emotional. But like watching our kids with the princesses, I thought it was so magical when we went to Cinderella's castle to watch, you know, Ashley, she was quite aware that this is not where the princess lives, but she's 7, right? So it's fun to pretend. But our 2.5-year-old Morgan 100% believed this is the real Cinderella. And was so excited. And, you know, when we went to eat in the castle, like all these princesses that they're, you know, meeting, Morgan really believes these are those princesses. And Ashley, of course, she was dressed as Belle. And so she was just very much in it. She very much, you know, she was 7. She was still able to, you know, imagine and have, you know, just sort of let her magical imagination sort of run away with her. So,
and we did not do Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique on that trip, did we?
No, we did not do Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique until I think Morgan was like 4. So I know we bought the girls because we had not really thought ahead of time about what they were going to wear to the castle. And so we got there and Ryan said that, you know, we were worried about the time, but we checked in and turned out that we still had to wait a little bit. So as we were waiting there, you know, across the way, they had the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, and attached to it was where that, you know, little fountain is, was and is, I think, is just like a princess, you know, gift shop. And so we bought clothes for the girls to wear into the castle for them to have their breakfast with the princesses. So super, super cute and fun. Like I could probably remember almost every moment of that morning because it was so exciting and it was so unique and different. But I remember almost all of that trip. It was magical.
And I think it's worth noting, too, that, you know, a lot of people sometimes will ask, is it worth going to Disney when you have little children like we did? I mean, Morgan was like, 2.5?
Yeah.
At the time. Also, like you said, you were 7 months pregnant. So should people wait until... they're not pregnant, their kids are older. And I think, you know, with our experiences, the answer is no, just go.
Go in the stage you're in. That's what
go
I
Go in
feel.
The stage that you're in. Mm-hmm. Disney, like you said, it's not Universal. It's not Six Flags. There are some roller coasters, obviously. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, you're going to be able to do most of the of the attractions. A lot of all the water rides, all of the, I'm sorry, not water rides, the slow boat water rides, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to count Cali River Rapids as a, I mean, that's a.
We did not go on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, definitely not in January. You know, but yeah, there's never a bad age to go.
And you know, my personal opinion, because I was nervous about going 7 months pregnant, but this is when everybody was going. So it was kind of like, well, I guess we're just going to do this, right? And I did, and we were aware that like having a newborn would make this less fun. And so we were like, well, I guess this is the best time to go before we have a newborn. And so we just kind of went. And I feel like I was nervous about being so pregnant and not being able to ride that much. I did not feel that way. So there were rides I could not go on. And I was telling Ryan this, like, I remember sitting with all the toddlers, because my sister had two toddlers that were, one was 2.5 and the other one was 1. They're very close in age. They're about 9 months apart. And so I had those toddlers. I had my own toddler. I had my younger sister's two toddlers, who were also, one would have been 3. And then I guess the other one would have been probably 1. And I'm sitting with all the kids as the adults go on Everest. And I think y'all went on Everest like multiple times. I think Ashley stayed behind with me to herd, and probably my nephew Alan, who would have been about 9 at the time, to herd all these toddlers, because pregnant me is trying to do all this. But other than that, like and obviously I don't think I rode Rock and Roller Coaster, but other than that, I could ride just about everything else, or see all the shows, and obviously walk the park and sit and eat where we needed to sit and eat, take breaks where we needed to take breaks. Jokingly, I told Ryan, I was like, my mom at one point told Ryan to slow down, because at 7 months pregnant, I couldn't walk as well with the stroller as he could.
Hey, when you get into Disney walking mode, it's hard to stop.
And P.S., people don't know this about Ryan, but he's like 6'2", very long legs.
6'3".
Okay.
Well. You got to give me I'm 6'3". Come on.
I am not. I'm 5'3". And so he is a lot taller than me. And also I was 7 months pregnant, but he, even when I'm not pregnant, walks very fast.
So I get that from my dad. My dad used to walk really fast when we'd go out to the mall or shopping, or, you know, anywhere we would go. My dad would always be 2 or 3 steps ahead of us.
And we're like a Disney. I don't see the need to walk fast, because I'm just mesmerized by the eye candy. My sister and I call it eye candy when we'd walk through Disney World. Like, I want to see from bottom to top. I want to see all of the things that Disney puts all of their attention into, to get all of the layers that immerses you into that experience. So I'm walking slowly, taking it all in, and Ryan's like speed walking to the next location. So and back then we were very different, because back then we didn't know if we'd ever come back, and we were having such a magical time. Like, we really are trying to like make all the great rides and experiences. So we were legitimately trying to go fast back then, even though we're much slower now. Not because we're old, just by choice. We're okay to be slow in the parks now.
Well, you know, and Dak's the same way, is that because we've been to the parks so many times now, you know, we don't feel like we have to rush to see everything. Like, we don't need to get in every show, do every ride. That's not our experiences anymore. You know, we can go and we can be like, we have our things that we want to do. And then if we get things done on top of that, great. But we're not going to feel totally like we missed out if we don't get everything done. Now, there are some caveats to that. Tower of Terror, I feel like if I don't get that ride in, I feel jaded a little bit.
100%, yeah.
You know, I'm going to save this for a little bit later, but... So based on what you were saying though, you were talking about, you know, walking through and seeing all the eye candy. So I think it's interesting is that when you go for the first time and you don't really understand a lot of the history behind how they built the park, or even understand the history behind Disney itself, like it's a different magical experience.
For sure.
When you go, I mean, again, we've been enough times, and I don't say that to brag. That's just where we have chosen to spend our vacations, you know.
Well, and we owned a home there, so we were there all the time.
Yeah, yeah. As you learn more and more about the history behind the parks, how things were built, some of the hidden Easter eggs that have been put in by the Imagineers, you start to appreciate it a little bit more. But also not taken away the first time experience of just seeing everything for the first time, like seeing the castle. Like we were looking at the pictures this morning and how, oh yeah, the castle used to be this bright blue color, you know? Oh, it was so pretty, but I love the color that it is now.
I love the color it is now, but I loved the way it was before as well. And I remember being very sad with the change because nobody likes change, right? So I love it now, but I also loved it then and was sad that it shifted, but now I wouldn't put it back.
Yeah.
So. But going kind of off of that, I think, you know, as you... So I think that all of those, you know... Those experiences that are so new, it's so different than any other amusement park. And so, and I love amusement parks. I have since I was little. Like I said before, like the scarier the ride, the better. I'm always like faster, bigger, you know, like I'm not afraid of heights. So I am afraid of death. That's totally different. But heights don't scare me. And so the scarier, the faster, whatever. But that's not really what you get in amusement parks. You don't get that like immersive eye candy experience. You're more like the exhilaration. Whereas Disney gives you this a whole new world. Like it's just a whole new life experience.
Pun intended?
Yeah. On a magic carpet ride.
That's right.
But I think that was what was just kind of... That took me back because I don't remember as a 12-year-old obviously having that experience because I probably just wasn't, I was like, we were going from ride to ride. But like Ryan said, now, as how we used to be, now I will say, you know, I usually have like, what's my top three most important things I see in the park? And honestly, as long as I get those three most important things, I'm good. And so, and it usually is, you know, the same three things depending on which park I'm in. Pirates of the Caribbean and Magic Kingdom and, you know, Haunted Mansion and stuff like that. Those and P.S. I will say this. I can't tell you how many times I've disagreed in my mind listening to the podcast. Thunder Mountain Railroad, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, which Ryan says is one of my favorite rides, is not, doesn't even hit my top 10. So,
well, it should,
but it does not. I do love the queue when the birds work in the little, there's like this little thing where you can, you know, make the birds work as if you're, you know, in the railroad mine, but beyond that, not.
All right, well,
not,
set the record straight. What are your top three rides?
At Magic Kingdom?
At Disney, all of, so Disney World. What are your top three rides?
Oh, my top three rides.
Yes.
Overall.
Yep.
Oh, that's really hard. I don't know that I can do that. Obviously, Pirates. I don't think it's my first favorite, but it's one of my favorites. Tower of Terror in Hollywood Studios, the Haunted Mansion, and this is going to be a lame one, but the Carousel of Progress in the Magic Kingdom in
Tomorrowland.
Yeah. And only because it was Walt's, you know, Walt's vision. And he, so I just, it's to me, it, I love history and that's, you know, an important part of his history to me. So that's it.
Okay. Well, hey, so real quickly, you know, we're talking about our first trip to Disney World and just the great. What?
Go ahead.
Oh.
Well, there's one more thing I wanted to talk about that trip as far as toddlers goes, because this is one of those things that I've heard with toddlers and I will say this, Ryan and I, we probably see raising toddlers just a little bit different as far as their nap times go.
Nap time can happen anywhere.
Yeah. We think nap time can happen anywhere. So
but we also understand that not every kid is like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we get it.
Yeah. And we probably did have... you know, our oldest was not a great sleeper, but
she was horrible.
She would sleep in the car and she would sleep in strollers.
She wouldn't take a pacifier. She wouldn't take a bottle.
No, she was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good kid now, but yeah. Terrible baby. And still doesn't sleep well. But our middle kid, Morgan, was a sleeper and our baby, Riley, was not a real big sleeper. She gave up naps at the age of two. So because she just her big kids, you know, her big sisters didn't nap. So she just didn't understand why she should have to. But I will say this, you know, I hear people all the time say, oh, well, we would go back to the hotel or back to the house for nap time. We did not do that. Like we would bring everything with us, blankets, pillows, bottles, you know, anything that our kids needed for the day. And then we would let them sleep in the stroller And so I know different people feel like that's not a good enough nap. We literally would like tip the stroller back so they would get a full recline and we would walk that way. So, and then our kids would sleep for 2.5-3 hours in the stroller at the park, which for us as adults, you know, we did not want to waste the travel time to and from where we were staying. Because we were just, I mean, we were like dedicated. So for us, we feel like, again, I think that just goes back to like you go in whatever season you're in there. I don't think there's a season at Disney World, in my opinion, that can't accommodate whatever season you're in. Even if you have, you know, elderly people with you and they can be wheelchaired, or somebody who, I mean, some of the best times in the parks I've had are people who had a broken leg and they were in a, you know, little driving cart. Like any season you're in, I think Disney World accommodates. So
true. I agree.
And that was that first trip for sure. Okay. Pregnant with a toddler. So anyway.
Well, speaking of trips, we've got one coming up.
We do.
So yeah. Going back to it, just I was thinking about when you're naming your three favorite attractions. I'm like, I am so excited for you to see, because you haven't done Tron yet.
Not yet. I've been there when Tron was there, but I just didn't do it.
And you haven't done Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
So Randy will always say Guardians is his favorite ride. And it is pretty amazing. I love Tron. Tron is standby now. So we, you know, that's a plus.
That is a plus.
We'll see. So anyway, so yeah, we're going over spring break.
Yeah.
So
I'm very excited.
We're very excited for that. Yeah. And this will be the first time that, because my parents are going and then my brother and his family from Arizona are going. So we're going to get to hang out with my family for the first time in a long time at Disney. And
that is kind of the fun, of, at least I think, of our families. My family are really big Disney people. So my sister owns 2 homes there. And, you know, all of my siblings have had annual passes at one point. My parents even had annual passes at one point. But Ryan's family, same thing. His parents have had annual passes. His brother and family goes all the time.
But they haven't been since, they haven't been since all these new changes have happened.
Not to Disney World, but yeah. They go to Disneyland all the time.
Yeah. And Brent, my brother, he's been on a couple of guys trips. I mean, we went twice last year to Disney. Mm-hmm. We had Disney World last January and then Disneyland last September.
And Brent and his previous wife, Shelley, who passed away, they lived in Florida. So they had annual passes to Disney World. So it's kind of fun that both sides, very, very parks people.
Yeah, for sure.
So Disney parks people.
For sure. Well, guys, you have anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Well, we appreciate
it. Fun to reminisce.
Yeah, it is fun to reminisce. And, you know, we love Disney. And I think that's why we do this podcast. It's why, you know, every Christmas, every birthday, I get something Disney related. I got a Disney gift card this Christmas. My birthday, my wife, Holly, she gave me a couple Disney shirts. So
Ryan is wearing a Disney shirt.
This is an old, this is my PJ Mickey Mouse shirt.
And I will say this on the subject real quick before you close and end. I think it is fun to watch you and Dak. I think the relationship with you and Dak, I'm just going to divulge a little bit of information. When Ryan first met Dak, he looked down at Dak's socks and saw he was wearing Disney socks and was like, dang, I gotta up my game. And that's how that friendship began. So
did it start at playing, we were playing basketball, is that how it happened? No.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Dang it, we need Dak here.
Yeah.
And how do we hook up with the Mac, with Randy and Kayla?
That was through Dak and Babby.
This is so my memory sucks, so I'm like, I'm trying to remember.
I know
all
it
this
well.
Came to pass.
Yeah, so I know it well. So Ryan was kind of friends with Dak. They were more like acquaintances, but they knew each other as being like Disney people. And so Babby, Dak's wife, called me on the phone one day when, funny enough, we were driving home from Florida. At the time, we owned a house a couple of miles from the Disney main gates, and we rented that property out. And she was calling and asking, what do you think about the experience of owning a home there? And that got us to talking. And then at that point, she said, because I think at that point they were considering it, though they decided not to. Then she decided, hey, would you want to do a Disney marathon with just couples, a half marathon with just couples? And so we invited everybody to stay at our home. And then she said, we know Kayla and Randy are big Disney people. Do you want us to invite
and
them
we
too?
Knew who the, and obviously we knew who
we them, knew who they were, who they were. But we were not close with them. And that started that. So we spent that week, all of us couples, doing Run Disney and spending the week staying at our home with, and I can't remember how many couples there were. There was probably like 5 or 6 couples maybe in our home.
4 or 5. Yeah.
Maybe 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And, we had a great time. It was super amazing.
It was
and
fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Still love all of those couples.
And that's where, so I do remember that's where Randy showed us the Star Wars lip syncing videos on YouTube.
That's true. Yeah. I do remember that. Yeah.
Those were funny.
That's very true. And I just remember, I mean, we didn't know Randy, or at least I didn't know. I knew of them, but I didn't know them. And I just remember thinking after that trip, because I already knew we loved Dak and Babby, but I remember thinking Kayla and Randy were pretty fun to hang with.
Oh, for sure.
Randy was hilarious.
So. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Loved them both.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not love anybody that loves Disney?
Yeah. No. And I think if
but they're just good people. Anyway, yeah. So
I think kind of, you know, if you're a Disney person, we're probably already naturally a lot the same anyway.
Oh, for sure.
So
for sure. Well, awesome. So. Well, we have talked a lot.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Hey, listen, guys, we appreciate it. Again, Happy New Year's. Next week's episode will be back. The three of us, myself, Randy and Dak. And I think we're going to be talking about 2025 things that are going to be happening at Disney. That's a horrible way to put it, but we're kind of looking, kind of preparing for that topic. Should be fun topic. So anyway, head over to social media, give us a follow on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We'll see how long it's going to be around, but we do post things on there every now and then. But more importantly, if you're listening to Apple, go to the little review part, give us a 5-star review, leave us a comment. We do try to read the comments, you know, on the show, and over on Spotify, you can actually leave a comment now. Give us a rating, leave us a comment on each episode, if you like. But until next week, we'll see you then.
Thanks. It's been good.